What are platonic soulmates? Welcome back to After Our Happy Hour. We are your chaotic but cathartic co-hosts. I'm Sharon.
I'm Jamila.
I'm Vicky.
And in today's episode, we all know the term soulmates when it comes to two people who are meant to be, essentially. But in today's topic, we're not talking about in a relationship status. We're talking about in a friendship status because the three of us are soulmates and we're very platonic. So I don't know. We're something like that we're talking about, okay? How did we come up with this? I don't remember.
I think Vicky saw a TikTok or something, but she sent it in our group chat, which is like, yo, let's do a topic about this.
Oh, I don't remember that.
If you don't know what platonic means, it means non-loving? No. What's the definition of platonic?
Like a friend. There's no sexual intention between you and this person.
Intimate and affectionate, but not sexual.
Yeah.
We are very intimate or affectionate of each other.
Why do I feel like we've talked about this before? We've asked the question, like, do you think that the three of us are soulmates? Or maybe it just came up in an episode.
That was just, like, part of an episode.
Yeah. And then Sharon was like, no.
I said no.
We did a story on it, too, where someone said that, and then you immediately were like, no. And then Jamila was like, oh.
Oh, wait. I think I remember this.
Well, I vaguely remember that, but why did I say no? Okay, actually, since we define what platonic means, let's define what soulmates means. On Google, it just says a person ideally suited to another as a close friend or romantic partner. That's so lame. If you're curious, that's what both words mean.
I think that is a pretty good introduction to what platonic soulmates are. Okay, kicking off with the first question. Do we have any platonic soulmates? If you guys say that I'm not one of your platonic soulmates, I'm exiting out of this podcast right now.
I mean, clearly.
I've only ever experienced soulmates in friends. And by friends, I mean two. And by two, I mean Jamila and Vicky. So,
do siblings count as like platonic soulmates?
Yeah.
I feel like my sister and I would be an example.
Are we included in
well, yeah, this as well? Like aside from you two, I would say like my sister. Honestly, I would say our first year, I don't know why she comes into my head, but first year, me, Jam, and one other girl, Amy, lived together. Oh. I would say Amy's like a distant platonic soulmate because we don't talk as much as Jam and I do, but every time I talk to Amy, I feel like my soul is rested. She called me her soul sister once, and I thought about it, and I'm like, I really think we are. Like in another life, we could be siblings.
Oh. Yeah. That's cute.
Yeah, because that one time we hung out when you were in LA and we went to Grand Food and stuff, I could definitely see it because you guys connect a lot on, I think, family background. Just kind of the way you grew up.
Yeah, it must be like the Viet culture that I grew up with and she's Viet. My parents were like born and raised in Vietnam, so it's like part of my identity too. But we get along really well. And like, I feel like if I had any problems, she would probably understand me too.
Jamila?
Oh, ditto, for sure. I feel like of us three, I make it the most obvious that you guys are my platonic soulmates. If you can't get that from this podcast, I don't know, man.
Yeah, I don't know, man. I was going to just say follow-up question. Why? Why us and why not anybody else?
Okay, I always said this. I feel like I've mentioned this in the podcast a few times, even recently now, but there was like a pre-Sharon and Vicky jam. There's like a post-Sharon and Vicky jam. And I think it's the way that you guys have been supporting me and helping me grow and helping me mature. And in the process, obviously, we get along really well doing so. And I think that's why I consider you guys as my platonic soulmates, because I think, you know, soulmate in regular terms is two people who basically are meant to be with each other, usually, hopefully, for the long run, and they are there in each other's lives forever. So I'm kind of seeing the same as me and you guys. Like, you guys will continuously be with me forever and ever, and we'll continuously grow together through, like, different phases of our lives.
Yes.
Great answer, Jamila. You left them speechless.
I feel like you wrapped it up.
Okay, next episode.
Y'all don't want to express how you feel like...
I asked the question. I thought Vicky was going to go next. But because I don't know how else to explain this, but how I feel is that I'm literally in a relationship with you guys. But obviously we're not, that sounds weird. You guys don't take it weird. Obviously it's not in like a dating aspect, but it's, we talked about this offline the other day, but I explained to Jam when you are with somebody romantically, what it means when they help you be a better person or they make you a better person. And I was explaining that in Jam's end, she just always talks about how there's a pre Vicky and Sharon Jam and there's a post. And the post is like, she has seen how me and Vicky have challenged Jam to talk about certain conversations or think on a deeper level. And so where am I going with that? Oh, that's why I feel like I'm in a relationship with you guys, because you can be friends with anybody, but there's select people who you're kind of destined to meet who like fit your little puzzle pieces, and they just, sorry, you're in it for life.
You're in it for life.
I've always wanted the bracelets, you know, the bracelets that you put on forever or for as long as you want it to and you never take it off.
The welding bracelets?
Yeah. I was like, those are cute. Yeah. I would want to get one.
They're so expensive, dude.
Oh, really?
I mean, it depends, but like it has to be real silver, real gold, because it stays on you forever. So my friend got it, and I don't know if it was like her specific experience or whatever, but it was like upwards of 200, I think is what she said.
Well, you know, when we're not three broke bitches anymore, we can get it.
Yeah.
Your turn, Vicky.
You know, it's really funny. The other day, my sister and I had... I don't know why I start a story with that sentence. Ever since Jamila...
I was literally thinking that right now.
Jamila pointed it out one time when we were filming. She's like, it's not even funny. And I'm like, I just have to. It's my like itch that like, if I want to claim the attention, I start with, you know what's really funny?
Yes, tell us what's funny, Vicky.
My sister, the other day, we were talking about friendships, and she was like, do you ever think you'll outgrow Jam and Sharon? Or like, you know how sometimes you outgrow people? She asked me if I'd ever outgrow you guys. And I sat there and I thought about it, and I'm like, oh, when would that ever happen for us? And what I said to her, which I think is very relevant to why I think we're platonic soulmates, is we're very good individually. When we have a life and when we like do our own things, we don't necessarily like update each other 24/7. We kind of do, but like we don't have to almost. And we just choose to do it. So I feel like every time we come together, we always have our own lives to talk about so that we can't really outgrow each other. I feel like my answer to her through text was a lot better because I thought about it more often. But basically we just work because we can do our own things, but then when we get back together, we don't feel like we're just separate for a while. Like we've been long distance for so long, but it doesn't feel like we have any distance.
I don't know, man. We just get each other.
Yeah. You know how when we talked about that one Justin Bieber, Selena Gomez episode we did way back when? We talked about like right person, right time, and right person, wrong time. I forgot what we all answered, but I'm gonna say right now I believe in like there is right time, right person. Like if you meet them and it's not the right time, then they're not the right person. And I feel like we were each other's right time, right person almost. But I'm speaking from my own point of view. I don't know if you guys agree, because I met Jam when I was in my most extroverted stage. So we like did a lot of stuff together. We went out a lot and then we like drifted. And then third year, I met Sharon and we bonded over being heartbroken a little bit. We like ended our last relationship and we needed closure and we talked about that. And those were like perfect bonding moments for both of you guys and me. And then our relationship just kind of grew from that. So it's like right time versus like right now. If someone were extroverted and like bonded with me, I don't think we'd click that well. And if someone were to like talk about heartbreaks, I don't know if I can relate that hard.
Yeah.
Oh, that's interesting.
I don't know if this was a TikTok that inspired Vicky, but I feel like I've seen a couple of TikToks lately where people will say the people you're supposed to meet in your life, you will meet. And I think the example of one of the TikToks was like, I've always known this girl. We actually grew up across the street from each other, but we were just acquaintances. But when the right time came, this is what happened. And now we're like besties. So like that person was always in their life. But then in that moment, when they've known each other, when they were young, they weren't meant to be together like that until, I don't know, they were older or certain things happened in their timeline when that was the right moment. So I think I just believe in stuff like that where, I don't know, it's the thing that Vicky mentioned in another recent episode of the whole Marvel thing of there's 3,000 different timelines and in this timeline we met at this time and it just happened that it worked out. And so that's why it's soulmates, because all three of us could have easily have gone to a different university or roomed with a different person. So
right,
the stars just aligned for us to meet.
Yeah.
Not us pitching to the public and trying to convince them that we're soulmates. Oh, I have a follow-up question, actually. Do you think the term soulmates and fate is interchangeable?
Yes. Because we also talked about how, like, not everyone's lucky enough to meet their soulmates.
I was going to say, I don't think it's interchangeable.
What's the definition of fate?
Fate is like it's meant to be.
It's meant to be. And yeah, right? Soulmates are people who are meant to be together. So yes, to me, it's interchangeable.
Fate means the development of events beyond a person's control, regarded as determined by a supernatural power. See, I get, but there's a nuance because I think it could be fate that you meet somebody in a romantic way or even in a friendship way. You're fated to meet somebody and they're meant to be in your life at a certain point, but you guys either drift away or it doesn't work out. So that means that at one point there was a reason why he or she entered your life, but not anymore. So it was fate that you were supposed to meet, but your guys aren't soulmates or weren't soulmates.
But that's also on the concept that you're only allowed one soulmate. Because then once they leave, they're still technically your soulmate. They're just not in your life anymore. Because you're like, oh, you met someone and they were like fated to be in your life, but they're not necessarily your soulmate.
Like, let's say I was in a previous relationship and it didn't work out. I could believe that they're not my soulmate, but it was fate that we were supposed to meet and be in each other's lives at that period of my life.
I feel like I don't know or I don't. Not I don't believe, I think I just, the concept of fate just isn't something that's in my head a lot, or I don't use that concept a lot, so I feel like I don't have an opinion on this.
Do you believe that friends or people come into your life when you're supposed to, or when they're supposed to?
Oh, I guess you kind of answered it. You said right person, right time.
Do you guys believe the same thing?
I didn't give it much thought to it. Even when you explained it, I was like, oh, that makes total sense for Vicky. And I was trying to think, if right now I met you guys, would the friendship blossom as much? I feel like it could. I'll agree to what Vicky said.
Yeah, maybe that's why it's so easy for me to get over relationships or like not feel heartache when someone exits my life. Because I'm like, it happens for a reason. We're not close anymore for good reason, or we're not together anymore for good reason. I might not know it in that moment, but it's fine.
I think if I ever drifted apart from you guys, I think
she would not function as a human being anymore.
Yeah.
No, but the thing is, I feel like we already passed the test. I feel like there comes a point in everybody's friendships where you can drift or you don't. And I feel like the point at which we could have potentially drifted was after college because, you know, we're not in proximity. We don't see each other every day, and also pandemic and everything, where we could have easily just gone not talking to each other and casually drifted, but we didn't. So I think we're good.
I think there's like a either a saying or a study where it's like 3 or 4 years of friendship. Once you make it past that mark, you're probably going to be friends for a life or something like that.
I feel like one of the reasons I would say why we wouldn't drift is because we kind of started off, or us three start off living together. Or actually, yeah, me and Vicky start off living together, and then us three also start off living together. So it's almost like we were in each other's faces a lot. We started in a very, very intimate setting, mm-hmm. where you could quote-unquote see the real side of a person. And like me and Sharon was in a business organization. So, you know, we saw each other so much, and we like did positions together where it could get like frustrating sometimes. So I feel like we saw our quote-unquote like real side really early on. And from that, we said we're okay with that, or just internally, that wasn't something that crossed our boundaries or crossed our morals. And I think that's why our friendship works so well, because we start off as in a very intimate kind of setting and then moving out of that, versus a lot of people starting in as a more broad kind of like surface level friends and then moving into it.
Yeah, I agree. We're kind of forced into it, but it just so happened that it works.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I'll just say, I can't imagine one day if I'm going through something or I have news I want to share and I can't text you guys or I can't call you guys. Bro.
Maybe that's why our society is so gung-ho about like soulmates and like finding a partner. Because I can't imagine having things happen in my life and not telling someone. And like for me, I'm so satisfied because I get to tell you guys. Even when it's like I don't even want to vlog right now and I just need someone to encourage me. Like I have people to text to rant about that. But when you have nobody in your life, that sucks. And I guess it's easier to find it in like a romantic partner and having somebody to experience that than like force it in a friendship almost. Because it's so hard for people to find friends, especially once you're outside in like big kids world. So maybe like that's why everyone's like, you need to find a partner because they will like be there at the end of the day. And I'm like, well, I already got people at the end of my day. So like,
dude, honestly, maybe this is one of the reasons why I am told, or I always say like, oh, I want a guy or like whatever, right? But then I feel like I'm also totally okay with being single, maybe because I have other things going on, but I feel like I always have you guys to come back to like talk about things. Like everything I would want to talk about or do with a boyfriend, I could do it with you, except for one thing.
I told you. Yeah. I said that's why we're basically in a relationship.
Yeah. I don't know how to make people find their platonic soulmate though.
No, that's why I feel like I would totally understand the frustration and loneliness of your 20s if you are constantly seeking a close friend.
Yeah.
Because how do you even do that? Could you imagine if I had to find friends right now? Oh my God.
Imagine you move to a new city.
Yeah, I feel like everything is like proximity first. Like you have to be close to them and seeing them often enough for you to even like get that like everyday exposure of each other before you get really close. And if you don't, it's so hard to like get close and feel like this is your bestie.
Oh my God, we are really in a relationship, because this just kind of clicked in my head. You know how when people are in secure relationships, usually the SOs are okay with the other people having like other like guy friends or girlfriends kind of thing, right? But when it comes to us, I think because we're so secured in our friendship, we're totally okay with like, yeah, you could totally go like make new friends or, you know, have your other friend circles. Because at the end of the day, we know like we got each other and we're just so secure to each other.
Jamila, that's the best light bulb moment you've ever shared in our podcast. Actually, there's another one. I just don't remember it. That's a really good point.
Damn, this might be the most secure relationship we all experienced.
Damn, that's so sad.
No, it's not. I love it.
Yeah. You know, there's like family, there's friendship, then there's relationship. It's good that we have at least one.
I got 2 out of 3. I'm happy.
Yeah. Okay, next question. Can opposite genders be platonic soulmates?
It's tough.
I'm just thinking, is there like a guy friend that I would get so close to that I could call him my soulmate? I feel like it wouldn't be possible just because what I look for in a friendship, like some things the guys just can't provide. So I feel like there's no guy that I could ever say you're my platonic soulmate, even though we could get along really well.
Yeah, and for it to last, I think that's really hard. But then it involves more than just you two at that point. Because if my boyfriend had a platonic soulmate and he considers them that, I'd be kind of very on edge, right?
Yeah.
I think so, yeah. Too.
So then when you call someone your platonic soulmate of the opposite gender, it also means that like your partner who you think is your lover has to also like feel secure enough for that, because if not, like you're choosing one or the other. And then if you choose your lover, then you wouldn't have a platonic soulmate anymore. You drift. So it's really hard.
Can you think of any example where there is a platonic soulmate, but that's guy and girl? It could be movie, whatever. I'm just curious. Is there anything like that?
I have one example, actually, but it's just from an outsider's looking in. I have no idea of the context if they would even consider each other to be, but...
Oh.
That's why I was like, okay, they could be classified as soulmate best friends, or one of them likes the other.
Yeah. Sometimes I, like, look at them, I'm like, are they interested in each other? But I don't know.
Because, like, I don't want to fall into the mindset of, like, oh, there has to be feelings involved, because I do believe that guy and girls can be friends without that.
Mm-hmm.
But I do wonder if they would consider each other to be soulmates in friendship way, or they're just like, oh no, like she's my best friend, but I don't see her as my like soulmate best friend. Yeah.
Harry Potter and Hermione.
Oh, that's a good one. Yeah.
But see, I feel like with those, I guess maybe to work out, the three people have to be close to start off with. Harry, Ron, Hermione, they all were friends first. So it's like Harry saw the development of it and Ron was there knowing like the friendship that Harry and Hermione had. So maybe it would work if they start off as a trio friendship. Like they had to be all friends to begin with.
Yeah, I think so too. Like you have to have history there. It can't be like a complete stranger. Because I would not get to know my boyfriend's platonic soulmate to be my bestie. I'd be like, what the fuck?
No, I just don't know that any guy-girl friendship would just call each other, oh yeah, my soulmate. They'll probably just say like, nah, dude, she's my best friend.
Yeah.
Or like, he's
yeah,
my
I
best
feel
friend.
Like I can say that about my homies, but I would not be like, they're my platonic soulmates. I feel like soulmate's such a strong word for a boy. Yeah, so maybe that's a no for us.
I was gonna say, maybe like girls with their dads.
Huh?
What? like being a girl dad, or what's the
daddy's
thing?
Girl.
Daddy's girl. Daddy's oh, girl.
What about that?
I feel like some girls might be like, is that weird? Like, my dad's my soulmate.
I think in English it sounds lower, but in Chinese there's a saying that the daughter is the dad's like past like lover or something in their past life. Have you guys ever heard? It sounds so weird in like English.
No, in Western culture, a lot of people say something like, I look for someone like my dad when I'm dating. Like stuff like that. Yeah.
Yeah. Have you heard that before, Vicky?
Maybe. I feel like you have to say it in Chinese.
It's like, and they want, go lo hai, ko go daddy go qin sai qing yan.
Nope. Never heard of that before.
We'll ask that on our polls. I mean, on our Instagram story or something. Maybe be like, do you have a soulmate of the opposite gender? And are you sure there's no feelings involved?
Yeah.
Okay, so basically we plan our podcast topics. And the last quote-unquote question on our platonic soulmates box is 9 signs you found a platonic soulmate link. And the first one is, there was an instant recognition. No, there wasn't.
I feel like there was a little bit, at least for me. Jam, I definitely picked out of like 500 different options. Like, I literally found her and I was like, whoa, she and I look like we could get along. Let's email her.
Oh.
And then for Sharon, you and I, like, we clicked really easily. Like, literally the
minute
we moved
in. Maybe I'm thinking because you and I had met before and we didn't connect.
Yeah, when I thought you hated me.
Yeah, that.
Actually, same with Sharon. I didn't get closer until our second year.
No, but I have to give us that we were in the same group for case study. That's the first time we met. Oh. You're telling me out of all the people, we were in the same group together. I feel like I could take that. Okay, 2, you just get each other.
True.
Agreed.
Yeah.
3, the friendship is easy. Yes.
Yeah.
4, the friendship is supportive. Yes.
Yeah.
5, they help you feel regulated.
I mean, our cycles are pretty insane.
Aw, 6, time and distance don't matter.
Yes.
That's so cute.
We're 6 for 6 okay. Now.
7, they helped you learn and grow.
Oh, for yes. Sure.
8, they showed up at a particular time in your life. Yes.
Yeah.
9, there's no judgment.
Yeah.
Good judgment, if there is judgment, you know?
That's it. We're 9 for 9. We're soulmates because a test told us.
Shout out to mindbodygreen.com.
Well, everyone, that's our episode on platonic soulmates. So in conclusion, according to a quiz and our personal opinions, we agree that we are each other's platonic soulmates. So hope you guys enjoyed this episode and we'll see you in the next one. Bye!